Everyone at the Fine Arts Center, please join me in welcoming, live from New York City, the Fab Four. Thank you.
City. It's our great pleasure to be back here again at this fantastic Fine Arts Theater. What do you think so far? Should we keep going? Fine Arts. All right. We are invested in the fine arts of Beatle music tonight. We want you to sing along. We want you to go woo-woo. We want you to do all that stuff, okay? Yeah. One, two, three, four.
Well, she was just 17. You know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. How could I dance with another? Oh, that's all perfect. Well, she looked at me.
Here comes the sun.
this time, please welcome the rest of the Hogshead Horns, if you will. Going to help us out on this next tune. This one features Jack over there on the far left. A dreaded entity known as tax on everything. It's big. It's even bigger than me, if you can imagine.
I think it's like percent.
How much? What percent are we talking?
Oh, like for rich people over 90, right?
Well, John, what?
Over 90.
Okay.
This song is called Taxman. One, two, three, four. One, two, three.
Bye.
guys sound great. You having a good time so far? I'm so happy to be back. Thank you, guys. All right. And this is another song that's going to feature Jimmy.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land.
How's Bristol?
No, see, rumors get out about guys like you.
How do rumors get started?
Good to see you, man.
Yeah.
Should have known that shirt. That's a hard to find shirt.
Let's rock, fellas.
Okay, here's a song we hardly ever pulled out. So I hope you enjoy this one.
You.
honestly, we wish it was possible to play every Beatles song for you guys. And I guess it stands to reason that since we have, at some time or another, played them all, you just gotta come to see us a bunch of times. That's the way it goes.
But in my opinion, what reminds people to see us is our monthly newsletter. And if you, I'm sure there's a merch table out there with a clipboard on it. Please sign it if you're not on our newsletter, because we tell our newsletter patrons and fans about our shows first. And while you're out there, another reminder would be to suddenly be wearing a t-shirt and saying, hey, I wonder, looking down at your shirt, where are the Fab Four playing soon? You've got a computer, and then we get to see you again. So check it all out. It's out there in the lobby. And thanks for coming.
What Rich said. What he said. Well.
Calling.
Hey, Frank, I hope I said Tyler Morris and not Tyler Austin, who's a guy on the Yankees. I don't want to say the Yankees up in this neighborhood. I hope I didn't call you the name of a Yankee.
Yankees in the area.
See, it's not like it used to be, because the Boston fans are not worried about the Yankees anymore. It's just the world has changed so much. Maybe for the better. Hopefully for Boston, it's good news. But we'll see you in October. We'll be sitting in the stands, and we'll be playing the game. Met fans say nothing. The Met fans have nothing to say.
Noah pitched one good inning.
That's a good thing. One.
Okay, we're going to get psychedelic and feature Rich on a song right now.
Strawberry feels forever.
course.
You guys are so great, thank you. Chris Pagano back there. I think there may be one human being alive that can sing Strawberry Fields and play drums at the same time, and he's right behind me. Mr. Rich Pagano. Thank you. Now, we've all met the loneliest man on the planet, and he needs some love. So let's bring him to the front of the stage, Mr. Jack Petrozelli.
Just to pray.
Thank you. This is how we party on a Saturday night. We come to Amherst, we book a room, we hope somebody shows up, and here you are, we're group.
Thank you.
No.
Nobody's going to see if we got him.
If a woman gets up in a room and walks out, did it really happen? You know what? Only one of them has to really go to the bathroom, but two have to go.
What is that?
Well, how would you
bring
know
back
that?
The drinks, that's right, yeah. And have an extra one for yourself while you're out there. Let's go.
Thank you. What do I do when my love is over?
with plasticine borders, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with the
Sergeant Pepper album. Did you notice? Okay, that was the first three songs, and we're doing them in order. This next song features Frank.
Jimmy Nichols' most famous phrase.
Holding me down, turning me around, oh, filling me up with your rules.
Frank's going to sing another one.
Another Paul.
This album was one of the first that you could open up to sort your seeds from your herbs. That wasn't a Broadway musical. That wasn't My Fair Lady or The Music Man.
The Sound of Music, I guess.
The first one, right? Sound of Music opened up too, didn't it? You try to make, see, he's really trying to think of, no, it's not the first one. There was blah, blah, blah.
The Beatles Story.
Was there a double American? I'm opening the gate. I mean, like that.
Yeah, the Beatles Story and the American
Help. I don't think
Help.
He would use that. The American Help? No, I mean the first rock and roll.
Yeah, but you know, Pepper was the first one where that was what he did.
Excellent for sorting seeds.
Yes.
Right.
You see what it's like? This is what it's like. And you guys aren't here just like this.
Yes.
So where were we? Oh, Frank's gonna sing another one.
Sick nerd.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering, but it will come. Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock.
standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me? She
never thought to herself,
it's leaving.
Never a thought for ourselves. We struggle hard all our lives to get
by. She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting the man from the motor train. She
Will Lee, Aaron Hill, the band.
Thanks, everybody.
It's because sad songs say so much.
All right, Frankie's going to sing a song for you one time with the help of this handy device called the bass. That's her, Sanford and Son theme. Another breath. Other Brian Wilson moments.
Yeah. And the movie Dondi. Not Gandhi, Dondi. Starring David Jansen. And Tommy Morgan did the whole soundtrack by just harmonica. And he uses that a lot.
Now I have to watch.
So there's something you can tell your friends.
Back page of the Daily News comics for you.
And Tommy Morgan actually is the guy that plays it on Pet Sounds. The same guy. Same guy, Frank.
This song is from a poster.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah. Poster? 1843.
Barely even kissed
him. Oh!
That's one of them.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Later, Pablo Beckett's fair. What a scene. All the men and horses, hoops and butters. Leslie threw a hot tent of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. We'll celebrate him, Mr. K. Performs a sweet hot Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. May and anxious, sure the public, their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse. straight, and Somerset still on the take, on solid ground. Having made some days of preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is stopping the bell.
This next tune is a great George Harrison piece. Heavily influenced by his love of Indian music. And we're able to do it tonight because we have with us the premier sitar stylings of the great Ravi Oli. No, seriously speaking though. Seriously, I know. Seriously, Jimmy Vivino is going to actually play this instrument. You may not see everything. Jimmy Vivino on the acoustic sitar, Sibel on cello, and Amy on the violin, please. Guided us through that whole song. Thank you.
Miss Madonna back there on vocals.
The news was rather sad.
is not to last. I saw the photograph.
Thank you.
Thank you guys very much for sitting through that whole Sgt. Pepper album. We appreciate your participation in that. We can tell, though, however, that you want to fucking rock.
Hey!
We can just feel it.
So,
if you really do, you might have to get on your feet for the next couple of songs. Are you really? You actually rock. So we won't feel so alone. Are we in this together or what? Let's get up and do it then!
You know the twist of my mind. You know the twist of my mind.
We love coming here tonight. Did you have a good time? Thanks everybody for coming. We really appreciate it. Hope to see you again. We want to thank John, Paul, George, and Ringo for all this incredibly magical music that we shared tonight in this room with you. See you again soon.